Hello everyone and welcome back to Tikami. I'm Marco and this is my Tourette and Me blog. Today we're talking about Tourette's and impulsivity, why you act before you think. Impulsivity is often described as the engine of Tourette syndrome, running even when nobody is pressing the accelerator. It is not a character flaw, a lack of intelligence, or a sign that someone does not care about consequences. It is simply part of how the brain is wired. For many people with Tourette's, the time between an impulse and an action is incredibly short. It can feel as though the brain skips the review process and jumps straight into execution, leaving very little time to stop, evaluate, and choose a different response. From a neurological perspective, this is linked to difficulties in response inhibition. Every second, our brains process thousands of pieces of information. Normally, the brain decides which signals deserve a response and which should be ignored. In Tourette syndrome, this filtering system is often less efficient, making it harder to stop unnecessary actions before they happen. Understanding this mechanism is important because it allows us to replace frustration with awareness and learn how to manage these automatic reactions more effectively. So, what exactly is impulsivity? Impulsivity is not an emotion. It is a cognitive function related to behavioral regulation. Scientists generally divide it into two main categories. The first is motor impulsivity, which means acting before thinking. The second is decision-making impulsivity, which means making choices before fully evaluating the consequences. In Tourette syndrome, both forms can be present because communication between the frontal lobes and the basal ganglia tends to operate differently. The nervous system naturally favors immediate action over waiting, planning, or reflection. One reason for this is that the brain often exists in a state of constant readiness. The circuits responsible for preparing movement are highly excitable and ready to activate at the slightest trigger. Because of this, actions can begin before the brain's logical control centers have had time to approve or reject them. In simple terms, the motor signal can sometimes travel faster than the inhibitory signal designed to stop it. This is why it is so important to distinguish between a conscious choice and an impulsive reaction. A choice involves thinking about options, weighing risks and benefits, and making a deliberate decision. An impulsive reaction is different. It happens automatically and often feels almost reflexive. Many people with Tourette's describe impulsivity as if their willpower has been temporarily hijacked. There is no intention to create problems. Instead, a biological command bypasses conscious control and becomes action before awareness fully catches up. Impulsivity does not only affect physical actions, it can also influence communication and social interactions. You may interrupt someone without meaning to. You may answer a question before the other person has finished speaking. Sometimes you may say something completely honest but socially uncomfortable before realizing it should have remained inside your head. This happens because the same brain systems involved in motor control also contribute to social self-monitoring. When those systems are overloaded, the ability to regulate speech and behavior becomes more difficult. This is not rudeness. It is a genuine neurological challenge. The consequences of impulsivity can be frustrating. People may make small mistakes through distraction, act too quickly, or make decisions they later regret. Socially, they may feel too intense or difficult for others to understand. Over time, these experiences can create anxiety And unfortunately, anxiety often increases impulsivity, creating a cycle that feeds itself. The good news is that while you cannot completely change your biology, you can learn strategies that create a buffer between impulse and action. One of the most effective techniques is deliberate delay. Something as simple as counting to three before speaking or acting can give the brain enough time to engage its control systems. Mindfulness and meditation exercises can also help strengthen the inhibitory networks of the prefrontal cortex. Reducing unnecessary chaos in your environment is another useful strategy. Fewer distractions mean fewer demands on an already overloaded nervous system. Most importantly, learning to recognize your personal triggers allows you to spot an impulse before it becomes an action. The goal is not perfection, the goal is awareness. Because when you understand how your brain works, you stop fighting against it and start working with it. Thank you for being with me today. I'll see you again next week, and remember, don't let anyone tell you how to live the life you want, and keep tick different.